Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Devo Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight, the Devo and Friends and I will discuss. We will interview Patsy Deese. And if you'd like to call in and talk to Patsy, please call in at 914-338-1239. You can also call in using Skype for anyone who doesn't want to pay long distance, or you could chat with us in the chat room. Follow our blog daily at divadaysofourlives.blogspot.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Diva Days. And don't forget, on Thursday, we are interviewing Charles Shaughnessy for 1 hour at 10 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time. And joined by Marianne tonight, we are interviewing Patsy Deese, who's played on Kimberly Brady. And I wanted to say happy birthday to Patsy. It's a day late, so
thank
I want to say happy birthday. You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Did you do anything special on your birthday?
I had a girlfriend take me for a pedicure.
Oh.
It was awesome. So much fun. Yeah, just doing girl stuff away from the laundry and the dogs and the kids and the housework. And back in these, you know, this little Korean place that had the massage chairs. And had the tacky wallpaper that had, you know, the fake waterfalls all all over the place, and oh, it was and the fake plants and the you know the little the Buddhas all over the place with rotting fruit. It was wonderful. I was in heaven. What girl wouldn't want her birthday spent any other place? With her calluses being torn off her feet.
Oh, my goodness.
It was bliss. So thank you very much for remembering my birthday.
You're welcome. Well, that was neat that your last episode was on your birthday. That's an odd little coincidence.
Oh, I appreciated that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show. I've looked forward to this for a while, and in a way to say thank you to all the fans for the. Oh, I was overwhelmed with the support for you know the few scenes that that Charlie and I had. I was so surprised that people just came out of the woodwork with support. I was thrilled. I was just thrilled that people remembered and they responded. And people who've been there, it seems like since 1984, talk about diehard fans, they just hung in there.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised by how dedicated your fans are? Because I've known people who've been campaigning and wanting both you guys back for several years. I mean, they never gave up hope that you guys would come back. I mean, does that surprise you?
Yeah, well, in one sense, it does, because you hope to have people like that. It's something that you dream about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, well, do I have, and then you ask yourself, do I have the right to ask for that much? I mean, is that too much to ask for? Am I asking for too much? Did I give enough? Did I work hard enough? Did I do the right things? Did I cross all my T's and dot all my I's? Was I fair enough? And then you think, of course, I couldn't have been was I as dedicated as they are to me? Because that's the other question. You know, did I give as much as they're giving me back? And you never feel, of course, you never feel like you gave as much as you're getting back.
Mm-hmm.
At least I don't. I couldn't possibly have given as much. And so, I never feel like I deserve the kind of dedication that I'm getting back right now. Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this blows my mind, the kind of the they're having petitions drawn up with people signatures. Did you know about
that? I find
that
already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew about it. You signed it. What the
shouldn't be surprised because you're well loved, and Kim and Shane, and yeah, everybody's been wanting you back for years.
But there's a part of you though that you just it's so hard to absorb because it's much bigger than this one little person that you are. It's like, how can one person absorb that kind of magnitude? You know, it's like it's for somebody else bigger than me. it's like excuse me, folks, don't you have me mistaken with somebody else who's got more pores? I mean, they must have more of it absorbs than I do. You must have me mistaken with somebody else. I mean, Charlie, for sure, I can understand that. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's like having 1,000 Christmases in one day.
Aww.
How can you possibly open that many presents?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And you try to explain, especially when you try to explain it to your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're just mom, right? Aren't you? You're just mom.
Yeah.
No big deal.
I had to literally remind my family when the show was on. Because it wasn't the top priority of anybody in my family's day. they said, and wait a minute, and who did you play? What was your character's name?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the realities, the two completely different realities.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes you have one very intimate relationship with your fans, that there's a part of you, your acting and your artistic career, that is a deep part of yourself that during the practical day-to-day living with my family that I don't particularly share at length, because there's, you know, the nuts and bolts of daily life, that just doesn't fit into, it wouldn't quite go over with paying the mortgage and getting car insurance done.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the fine technique of Stanislavski. Doesn't quite fit. or Shane and Kimberly's new storyline,
mm-hmm.
with carpooling and marching band practice. Doesn't quite have the. They're two different lives almost.
Right.
And or the grocery bill just went up this month. So how do we diversify? It's strange. It's almost like two different lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I share something very special with my fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because now that I'm facing kind of an empty nest syndrome. And I'm not saying that with self-pity. I'm saying that with kind of like, yay, in a way. And there's a grieving process simultaneously, where my eldest has been in the Navy, and my youngest is off. Youngest is off to school. Yeah, thank you. And my youngest is off to school studying to be a nurse. And the fans are the most consistent, continuous relationship still. You know, it's like your kids grow and they change and they go off and do their own thing. And I still have the fans. Isn't that ironic? To be close to in my life. And I find it really interesting, and thank God, how grateful I am that I have that relationship. I've been very blessed.
Diane, just got
Yeah, I saw on your website that your son took those photos of you, a lot of the photos, which were very, very nice photos. Very great. I mean, yeah.
Great.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he went to Pierce and started.
Was that your youngest son? Was that the youngest?
My youngest son, and at that time he was about 15, and he just had this really very unusual eye for perception. And you know, and the really odd thing is, he was born legally blind in his right eye.
Wow.
So, and about 20/50 in his left eye. So his vision, he's had four surgeries, two eye surgeries in each eye for corrective eye surgeries. And he wears these really, thick glasses, like Coke bottle glasses for many, many years, and he hated them because, you know, kids were cruel and made fun of him. So I finally got him contacts. And so his vision was very important to him, and he started to, when he wore the contacts, it was almost like somebody opened up a whole new world visually, and the first thing he wanted to do was see the world through the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started taking some courses at Pierce College, and after that, he wanted to start taking pictures of the world the way he saw it, and his depth perception, and all that. And so he took a machete out of the garage, and handed it to me, and a big floppy hat, and just started having fun.
I remember that picture. Mm-hmm.
And a machete. And I had some red high heels, and the juxtaposition of the machete with the red high heels was hysterical to him. So jumping off of things in midair, mid-flight with red high heels, machete, and it was hysterical to him. Mowing the grass with machete and red high heels, he thought was even funnier. So the neighbors also, now they're on medication, as a result of some of the shots we took around the neighborhood with red high heels and machete. They'll be fine in a couple of years, I think. We're not quite sure.
You're the entertainment in the neighborhood, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're they haven't spoken for a while, but I'm sure they smile a lot.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
We have a caller, area code 412. 412?
412.
I know that's Pittsburgh. Next? Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
This
is Karen.
Yes, I can. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good. This is Shane's mom.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's Aunt Patty.
Yes.
Hi, it's Aunt Pat.
Yeah, you hear Shane?
Hey, Shane. How you doing, fella?
Hey.
It's your Aunt Patty. Well, Karen, I was wondering when you were going to call. Oh, I'm so happy to hear your voice. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy I got through.
I am, too. What are you and the little fella up to?
Oh, not much. We're playing with his Legos tonight and trying to figure out
Legos
how to build
rock.
Something. Yeah, he enjoys them.
I love Legos.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. I was telling you before, I don't know what I'm going
to
say.
No, you just said it all. You said Legos. What
yeah,
is
Legos.
Better than Legos?
Days of Our Lives with Patricia Peace and Charles Shaughnessy.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
How did he react when Aunt Pat was yelling at poor Shane?
That's so terrible.
I mean, he was all for it.
Yeah. I know it.
I mean, that was a terrible influence.
Now, he thought that it was cool that you were like, he didn't know what was going on, of course, you know. He was like, yeah, go, go. Get him.
You have to tell everybody how old Shane is.
He's only 7 years old. He just turned 7.
Aww.
So, yeah. Yeah,
he's very young.
Yeah. You're this wild redheaded woman telling this poor Englishman to go to hell and get out. I mean, she's being terrible to him. She's yelling and spitting and
threw me for a loop. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Whoa, what's happened?"
I mean, you know, I know she's been sick and everything, but who riled up her temper?
Yeah, right, exactly. I couldn't believe it myself. I was like, "Wow, where'd that come from?"
And then Karen writes me, he's got a poor 7-year-old sitting there. He's catatonic now. He's staring at the
couch. Actually, no. He's used to something like that. And mommy is a little bit wild sometimes. So, you know.
Oh, good.
He helps
all
me
right.
That side.
So, oh, good. All these poor children are, I'm setting this horrible example for the young people of America.
Oh, they have to get used to it, you know. Life's not perfect. That's the way I see
that's
it.
That's right. All right, so now they know that sometimes females, you know, we do get hormonal.
That's right.
We do get over
that's right.
And we do get over it.
That's
the good news. We do calm down, girls, now, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Eventually. When we see how sorry you are.
That's it, right there. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah, and that you'll never do it again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You'll never run around the world ignoring us and the children, that you really will stay home. Yeah,
that's
and we'll
right.
Calm down.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah.
I am so excited I got to talk to you, though. I really am.
Well, I'm excited.
This had made my day.
Well, it made mine, too. And I hope that you and Shane build something really special with those Legos.
We're trying. We're having a hard time, but we're trying.
Use your imagination and go for it.
Well, there's a booklet that came with it, so... You know, we're following the instructions.
Don't throw that out. Just use your imagination. I know. I never follow the instructions with my kids. I said, oh, kids, just throw that out. Here, just plug that in that.
You hear him in the background.
Whatever it looks like. Yeah, I can hear him. Oh, he sounds great. You did
funny.
Good, kid. You did
Thank
good.
You. Thank you. Well, I won't tie you up here. What's that?
Give him a great big hug for me. Give him a great big hug for me, Karen, and a great big hug for you, too.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I loved you all these years, Patsy. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day where I'd be talking to you or anything. This is wonderful. This really is truly wonderful. Thank you.
Much appreciation. Big hug and kisses for both of you. You're both very, very special.
Thank you so much, Patsy. So are you. Okay.
Take good care of each other.
We will. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we were discussing this earlier. So what happened with Kim and Shane and the lack of kissing
yeah.
in their final scene?
Yeah.
Do you explain to the listeners what happened there with your... with the last scene of Kim and Shane that,
oh, yes.
that's in there.
Actually, because a lot of people wrote and they said that it seemed abrupt, that they just kind of went, whoops, okay, we're going to L.A., and they just kind of walked out the door. Actually, we did tape a scene where they went to the outside and we were waiting for the cab, And while they're waiting, they said, well, yeah, Salem's kind of hard to leave. Well, we will be back. And then they kissed. But I suppose the show was long, which means that it was taking up too much time, and they end up having to cut some stuff. And so I suppose that little section had to be cut. But they did. We did actually tape a part where they did kiss. So I was just as surprised as everybody else that you know, that got cut out. But it was initially it was there, and then it disappeared.
So
somewhere in soap TV ether, there's a Shane Kimberly kiss floating around. It was just never seen.
The most important part,
it was taped, but it was just never seen. I'm terribly sorry.
Oh no, it's not your fault.
No.
Well, I wish that, because I just know I felt the people's disappointment, and I didn't want anybody to feel disappointed or let down, and while I was watching the show on Monday, I gotta admit, I was waiting for it too, and and all of a sudden I went, what? Huh? The door? I felt kind of abrupt. So
the actors understand how the fans feel, but the writers and producers don't seem to. And that seems like with every couple in characters.
I was standing right there feeling with the fans. Because I think, well, you know what it is? I think the actors tend, because we have a relationship, a contact with fans, and we tend to watch the show through the eyes of the fans. We're kind of watching for how the fans see this, how the fans feel watching this particular scene, and how am I going to how am I going to explain this to the fans?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'm going to hear. I know, you know. I'm going to hear about this from the fans.
Yeah. And they promoted it too. You guys did the Soap Opera Weekly cover, and there was commercial promos and video promos, YouTube promos, all about the Kim and Shane reunion. And you know, it was a couple episodes, and no kissing. It was just kind of a odd thing for them to do.
They hype it
so much, and there wasn't even a kiss. That's very disappointing.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, like I said, because I was watching it through the eyes of not only myself but all the folks that I've been talking to, I felt this kind of abruptness that I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I going to say to them? How am I going to explain this?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know how to explain to them just the kiss that was there and now it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really don't. I don't know. I can guess. I can guess that sometimes the shows are long. I mean, Charlie and I have had plenty of things that we've seen cut. In the past, because we know how they time the shows, and especially with Wimbledon on and things, you know, and they piece things together now when they have they take multiple shows during the day, and some shows that are done on Thursday and Wednesday are done on, I mean, it's all confusing to me because I haven't been there a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So how they get things done is amazing. I think they really do the best they can. And I honestly think they're doing an amazing job. But I think timing it is just it's very difficult to time how long a show is going to be. And I think they honestly did the best they could, but it was just maybe that's the best guess. Guess that I could come up with. Charlie probably can come up with something. He's smarter than I am. He's got more brain cells than I do. he'll come up with something a lot smarter than Pat's here. So maybe he'll take a better shot at it than me.
Patsy, there was a question in the chat room about Charles. They wanted to know what was your first impression of Charles when you first met him. Someone asked that question.
I call him Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Hey. How you doing, Chuck? He's my friend. He's my pal. He's my buddy. He had an English accent, and I was from North Carolina, so he was Chuck. He's my buddy. It was just so funny because we were such opposite ends of the spectrum. I mean, I'm kind of like, oh, Lodiodo, and there's Charles. You know, he was so proper and prim and I punched him in the arm and said, hey, Chuck, what's happening?
You lucky lady, you.
I know. Well, I acted anything but like a lady, but, you know, Charles was so accommodating, and he was so patient with me. Oh, my gosh, his patience. Just wonderful with me, and he was just so accepting of, you know, my hootenanny hillbilly self that it became, and I think it just kind of humored him. The way you kind of watch a puppy.
Oh.
You know, kind of dance around and then, you know, step on its own ears. And he just kind of chuckled. So we formed a friendship. I mean, he obviously has a better education, and he comes from, you know, a higher class of people, and somehow that we complimented each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, he complimented me, I'll tell you that. But he's my buddy.
We have a ton of callers on the line. People are actually getting busy signals. Try to get a few more in. We have a Skype caller. Hello? It's one of my friends. a Skype or a restricted caller?
A restricted caller?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or a Skype.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
I can't get them on the line. All right, let me try another one. Hello? A Skype caller?
Hello?
Hi. Hello? Anybody want to talk to Patsy? Huh. I will try another one. This is area code 207.
Hello?
There we go.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, yes.
This is Kimberly.
Hi, who's this?
This is Kimberly. I'm calling from
Maine. This is Kimberly. Well, this is Kimberly.
No, I'm really Kimberly. No. This is Kimber 1572 from YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite. Oh, hey, you are the real deal.
No, you're the real deal.
This is the real. Oh, my God, this is real. No, you guys, really, this is the real Kimberly. Oh, man, she makes these montages like you wouldn't believe.
Well, the subject matter makes it really easy.
Oh, my gosh, this is so great to talk to you. You know, this is really weird. I am like your biggest fan.
Really? Well,
this is so cool.
I figured you probably figured that out, though.
How are you doing?
I'm nervous right now. I'm actually shaking because I'm talking to you. And I actually, Jessica out there, if you're listening, you need to call in because she and I both chickened out last week on your last talk.
Jessica, don't you chicken out. You call in. Don't you dare. Look, I'm shaking too, and I don't know why. We can all be shaking. Oh, this is crazy.
I absolutely loved yesterday's show. I now that I know there was a kiss out there that we didn't see, I was thinking that there should have been a hug at least because, you know, you survived through leukemia. I mean, at least a hug. And now that I know that there was a kiss, well.
Yeah, you know, but that's a good point. At least some kind of connection, right?
There was they held hands and they walked out the door together. So, you know, that's enough for us, you know, for hopefully not for another 18 years. If we have to wait another 18 years, I don't know.
He'll be wheeling each other in.
He'll be bouncing great-grandchildren off his knee.
Well, he did mention that's all he wanted. Well, you know, hey, you know, he might have his wish about bouncing those grandchildren. I was going to say, ixnay on the and grandchildren, you know. Don't give him any ideas. Let's talk about next week.
Well, this is a real treat to talk to you. This is incredible. Just having you those 5 days that we got to see you on TV, it was like going back to being a teenager again. And it's like, you know, my kids are thinking I'm just totally nuts because it's like, who are you watching? Why do you like this? And
my kids. Well, they don't think they know I'm nuts. They stopped guessing a long time ago. I said, no, I'm on television. I'm on television. They said, you are not. Literally, I had to convince them. Can you believe that?
With the thanks of YouTube, we can prove it for you.
I know. I said, no, I'm not kidding. I said, really? I said, Mom is on TV, and I'm arguing with this Englishman. They said, you mean like he's from England? I said, no, he's from Poland. He's Englishman. They're from England. They said, oh, you mean the dude from The Nanny? Oh, he's famous. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. Yeah, you don't know from Days of Our Lives. But they say, I said, oh, yeah, The Nanny's great. They said, oh, yeah. And they said, oh, yeah, we think he's great with Fran Drescher. I said, thanks, guys. That's right. The guy with Fran Drescher. Yeah, he's great. They're great. Why don't you go watch The Nanny now? I think it's on in replays. Go on. So, that's, it's like Rodney Dangerfield. I got no respect.
Well, we respect you, and I'm really happy that we got the 5 days that we got. Well, 10 for Charlie, but...
Thank you. Really... I am too. I wouldn't trade those. I tell you, just to have those 5 days with Charlie, it's not even being back on television. It's just be able to work with him again. And, you know, and one of the first impressions I have with Charlie is, my God, what a talent. That guy can do anything. He can do Shakespeare. He can do comedy. He can do anything he sets his mind to. He can do theater. He can do film. I've never worked with anybody so talented. I mean, I've worked with a lot of talented people, and they're good. Don't get me wrong. But I knew the first day I ever worked with him, I said, this has got to be one of the most talented people I've ever worked with. And I thought, please, please, please let him stay here. I said, wouldn't it be lucky if I got to work with him? And I didn't say anything because I thought, oh, I'll put a jinx on it. If I say anything, I'll put a jinx on it. So shut your mouth. But secretly.
He's
so handsome. I was saying, well, first of all, I thought anybody that handsome can't be that talented. And then I found out, oh, rats. Not only is he that handsome, but he's also that talented. I said, oh, God. It's like a double threat. Okay, don't jinx it. Don't say anything. But secretly, I said, please let him stay here, and please let me be the one he works with. And I thought, it's too good to be true. It'll never happen. It'll never happen. So I just kept my mouth shut, and every day I was surprised that he was still working with me.
Well, the chemistry is definitely there.
I was so grateful. But then that was my buddy Chuck. That's old Chuck.
Well, I don't want to tie up. I know there's other people that want to call in, but thank you very much. This is a real treat for me. And
Kimberly, Mike, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, it's my pleasure. And thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. I'm just going to keep doing callers. We have so many. Area code 604.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Patsy. Good
Who's
talking
this?
To you. It's nice that you're doing
Who's
the
this?
Interview for us. My name's Jody. I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Jody. How are you?
Good. I just want to say you guys had some of the sexiest scenes on TV in the 80s. And I was just you and Charles. I was wondering how you guys approached that. If you just said, hey, Chuck, I want you to kiss my feet in this scene, or if it was a script or what?
Oh, it was like paint by numbers. The directors, and thank you for saying it looked sexy because that was about the farthest from, I mean, Charlie and I used to laugh about that. We were just surprised that it turned out sexy because it was like the director would say, okay, it's like, blocking. Okay, you go here, you go here, you turn here, you put that down there, then you go here, all right, roll them.
Well, you guys look mighty fine doing it.
Well, thank God it looked that way. Yeah. That's all that matters. But talk about tedious. There's 15 people standing around. If one of the lights went wrong, cut. Do it again. All right. Roll it back. Next. It was the most unsexy, unromantic. I don't want to spoil the magic for you, Jody, but trust me, it's not. There was no intimacy. There's no privacy.
Well, you
there's
inspired
no
me greatly when I was a teenager.
I'm glad.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Okay, oh, here we go. I got you back.
Hi, okay. I just wanted another quick question. Have you ever done live theater or would you consider doing it?
Actually, I have a bachelor's of fine arts in theater arts. I went 4 years to North Carolina School of the Arts and majored in things like Shakespeare, all the Chekhovs, all the classics. So I've done a lot of theater. I'd love to go back to the theater, to be honest with you. I'd love to.
Oh, I'd love to see you in a play.
Thank you, Jody, for calling in.
Take care.
Good talk.
Bye-bye.
To you too. Bye-bye.
I'm trying to get a Skype caller on. The computer's not cooperating with me. And I'm trying someone else. Okay, area code 913. You're on with Patsy.
Hi.
This is Anna. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, I'm kind of nervous. My name's Anna. I'm a little nervous here.
Leanna? That's all right.
Anna, A-N-N-A. But I am a big fan from the 80s. I just started watching Days Again in 2006, so, you know, I took a long break. But I just remember, I mean, some of my fondest memories of the 80s were the adventure stories and everything that Shane and Kim, you know, a lot of that seems to be missing nowadays on the show. I know a lot of it's budgetary, but I just think back fondly to some of those memories. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for remembering all that.
Well, it's easy to remember when they're so wonderful. gave us a lot of good entertaining hours over the years, and I really appreciate that. And I did have a sort of a serious question, but not really. I was just curious, and this is really probably more going back to your early days on Days, but how much of your formal training do you feel like you really called upon when you were, you know, first acting on a soap? And how much did you just kind of have to throw caution to the wind and do? I mean, were there things that you thought, wow, I'm glad I learned this, or I really am applying this technique or this process? And then were there other things that perhaps you thought you would, but you basically had to throw out the window and do your own thing? Or, you know, I'm just kind of curious how that worked.
Well, in fact, those are really good questions, and that's part of the reason I almost got fired when I first, I did another show in New York before Days called Search for Tomorrow, and I almost got fired when I did that show because I was trying to apply theater to soundstage, which is totally backwards, and I went on the director had already done the blocking, and in stage work, you find your blocking through your motivation, and I went on to work at 6 o'clock in the morning at CBS, and the director had done all the blocking, and he told me to go to my mark, and I told him that I wasn't motivated to go to that mark, and was dead quiet at CBS Studios at 6 o'clock in the morning, and Mary Stewart, who played I think Joanne Turner at the point, she looked up at me and she said, "Darling, I suggest you step on that red mark as soon as possible or you will be motivated to be kicked out the door." And she said, "As far as your motivation, let your paycheck be your motivation."
That was memorable.
There's stage and there's sound stage, and they're two different animals. And I learned very quickly. And so what I did was all 4 years, my training as far as my instrument, which is my body, my voice, that all that training is good. I can use all that training that I still use today on a soundstage. Mm-hmm. However, all of the and the script breakdown, I can break all that down into knowing motivation and character study and all that. But when it comes to the actual work on soundstage, toss everything that I learned to get a bachelor's out the window as far as stage work. It doesn't work on a soundstage. It's completely ass backwards. And what I did was I went in on my days off that I wasn't being paid, and I sat in that booth where the director and the producer sat, and I watched what worked and what didn't work, and I asked myself why. And I made up a 5 to 7 step program that would work for me, for actors on the soundstage. And this is what I teach down at the conservatory, the Screen Actors Guild Conservatory, and the American Film Institute. Now, for people coming in green off these, I call them Ivory Tower Institutes, like Yale, and drama schools, and some of the hoity-toity, and even, you know, in New York, some of the schools. And they're on the same curriculum as North Carolina School of the Arts. It's called Ivory Tower Institutes, where they teach the ideal.
Right.
And Stanislavski, and they're all great for stage work. Mm-hmm. But when you've got money is time, time is money, and you've got things where a director does your blocking and you don't have time to find your motivation out through your ears, it doesn't work. It's backwards. Mm. So I found how to work within a backwards situation and use your obstacles in a way that only works on the sound stage. That's just my 2 cents. It's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's very interesting.
I hope that helps.
No, thanks. I appreciate that. And thank you for your
time. You're welcome.
And for all of your wonderful contributions to Days over the years. I really appreciate it. Thank you a lot. Bye-bye.
Oh, that
thanks,
makes
Anna.
Me feel good. Thanks,
bye,
Anna.
Yeah, Anna sounds all sweet and innocent, but she's not.
We
yeah.
know her pretty
oh, really?
Well.
Sweet, I like that sweet voice for you.
Ah, so this is a friendship deal. You all know each other. Okay. Funny how we're
some
all
of them
connected.
We do, yeah.
Six degrees
no?
of separation is going on a lot tonight. I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, no, most of the people were people you know. We knew Anna, though. And, yeah, trust us,
yeah.
She's not.
she's not that sweet.
Okay. So really, she's one of the 10 people. She rules the world. Yeah, we're going to hear more about her. Okay, she's really going to develop one of the major soaps, the next major soap to come around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to try again with one of our, I think, restricted callers, 111. I'm not sure this is the type caller. Hello?
Okay.
I can't hear you. I can hear you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Who is this?
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I know you from Facebook, Patricia.
Oh, hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm surprised that I got through. I'm freaking out now.
Oh, well, you did.
Well, I'm okay. I just wanted to say hi and that I'm freaking out. I've been watching Days of Our Lives since your first appearance in Tony's apartment.
Was that embarrassing or what?
Yes, I was 12 years old at the time.
See, I really am giving the wrong impression to young people in this country.
I was 12, and I've been watching Days ever since, but you were, like, the best actress ever on a soap.
Oh, bless your heart. That really makes me feel good. Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I don't want to go on a serious note, but I just wanted to say that one of the storylines that you did really meant a lot to me, and I know that it meant a lot to a couple of other people that I've talked to as well, with the uncle sexual abuse storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it helped me to be able to tell what happened to me, and I just always wanted to thank you for that.
God bless you. Well, you know, its whole purpose, and I was hoping that it would, because I think one of the reasons of going through something, you know, my own background had so much abuse in it, and I was a little hesitant about going through a storyline, because, you know, we're supposed to be acting.
Right.
You want to always keep that separation, and how can you act something when it really did happen? And I thought, well, just when we heal ourselves to a certain point, we can go back and act something, because there's that part, it's healed enough to form kind of a scab. And so we can objectify enough to act it. And the reason I found now it makes it worse, you cannot kind of understand there are no mistakes in God's world, as far as I'm concerned, is so that I can reach back out to other people who are hurting and tell a story and tell it from the point of view of saying, hey, I went down there just like you. I hurt too, and I found a way out, and you can too. And it's we. It's the we that were hurt, and it's also the we that can heal. And so if I can carry a message, then you find a purpose out of the nightmare. And so the nightmare doesn't become so terrible and haunting anymore.
Right.
And when you come forward like this, it helps me understand that there was a reason for all of this.
Yeah, I was going through it at the time that the storyline was taking place. And I just knew that I had to tell someone, and I did. I wasn't believed.
Good for you.
I wasn't believed. They called me a liar, but I knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm healing. I'm on the healing journey. I think that healing, it's a whole journey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still healing, but I've just always wanted to thank you for that. You have no idea how much this means to me. I'm going to cry.
That's all right. That's all right. As long as you know your truth. And you know what, Robin? I believe you.
Thank you.
Continue your healing.
I didn't mean to be a downer.
You're not a downer. Honey, this is uplifting. We talk about healing. We talk about people listening that might not feel comfortable calling in. but they may reach out later on. You never know. And you plant a seed, and it grows someplace else, and healing begins. And it's called Pay It Forward. And I don't know what's more uplifting than that.
Cool. Okay. Well, hopefully I could help a little.
A little? You have no idea. Ain't nothing, but that's not a downer. What you talking about, sister friend?
Can you tell my North Carolina accent? I'm
well, now you got mine going. What do you think?
Yeah, I know.
See, it takes one, the other hears it, and now we're back in the thick of it.
Well, I will let others get on the line, but I just wanted to thank you and tell you I love you and I appreciate you for everything that you've done for me in my life that you were a silent witness and didn't know.
I love you, too. You continue to do good work because you're going to be all right.
Thank you, Patricia. I'll talk to you later, hopefully, sometime in the whenever.
Thanks, Robin.
God bless.
I hope so, too.
Bye-bye.
God bless
you. Thank you, Robin.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to, if I can get it on, oh my, 215, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, is this Nicole?
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Nicole, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. It's nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes.
That you and Charlie were the reasons why I came back to the show. I haven't watched since you guys split up in 92.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for watching again.
But I wanted to see my favorite couple reunited.
Oh, thank you so much.
I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
I would think that Charlie was one of your favorite actors to work with on the show. Are there
Absolutely.
Any others that that you would consider part of your top three?
Charlie. No.
Kidding.
What about Charlie, Chuck, and Charles? I love Peter Reckle, too. God bless him. And does it have to be actors? Can it be actresses?
Mm-hmm. It can.
Okay, and Peggy McKay. I love her. She's inspired me in so many different areas. And maybe I can't be objective about her. I mean, she's just I'm very close to her as a person. She's also an acting coach. She knows her stuff.
Oh.
She's inspired many, many actors. Boy, her resume goes back to people, you know, she's coached Academy Award winners, worked with, I mean, but besides that, she's just a good person. Just off the top of my head, I mean, they're all very, I mean, Days has got talent. They're very picky about who they hire, who they cast. It's a talented cast. This is just off the top of my head, so I hope I'm not slighting anybody, but just Peter's face just kind of came into my mind. He's just so present and vibrant. He and Peggy just are the two besides Charles that I can say. I guess that would be it besides Chuck, Charlie, and Charles.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming back and waiting that long to just, you know, stay so loyal to us. I dropped my earpiece. I'm very grateful to you for that. That was so nice of you.
Well, if they bring you guys back, I'll come back. But in the meantime, I'm kind of done watching.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you find the way they left it? How was that for you?
I was kind of disappointed. I at least wanted a hug or something.
Yeah.
It was very abrupt.
Yeah. Abrupt. Yeah, that's a word I hear a lot about it. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're not alone in that assessment. I hear abrupt. seems to be the way a lot of people have told me they felt. Well, we hope that maybe give it be a chance for it not to be so abrupt. So if we get that chance, I hope that you come back and give us another chance.
I definitely will come back.
Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Nancy, I was wondering, are you interested in coming back for the long term on days, and do you think there's a chance that you and Charles will be asked back?
I don't know if they have room at the end. I don't know what their plans are. If there's a place on the show that they think we would be useful, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they think that we can make a contribution, and it's a great show. It's just always been a great show. If they think that we can be part of making it better and, you know, be part of something that would enhance the show, then absolutely.
Oh, wonderful.
But only they would know that, and they know what's best. So I trust if they think that it's something that would be useful to the show, they'll let us know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd be all for it. I'd be all for making anything better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think Kim and Shane deserve maybe a bit of a better ending, you know, even if it's just for a few weeks, just to see how things are going along. It was so abrupt. I think it left you wanting more. I hope.
I think kind of smooth over things for people so that they feel a little more resolve.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that they're left not feeling like they're, I guess, you know, kind of dangling off a cliff, longing for something, or just felt like, you know, the door kind of slammed on them a little bit. I that's not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're left feeling a little calmed down with something, they can kind of settle back with a nice, satisfied feeling. I always like, if I see a couple that I really like to follow their story, like I like feeling kind of like a nice, you know, reminiscent, satisfied feeling like, wow, I'm really happy for them. And every time you think about them, you have this nice smile on your face.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like to leave people with. And I don't think, from what I'm hearing, I don't think that's the way people feel they were left with that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I like people to tell me they felt, you know, very satiated.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally would hope they'd give a storyline where people would be left with a very calm, happy, satisfied
mm-hmm.
feeling.
We do have 1 minute left on the show, and I do want to thank you for coming on. We would love to have you back on sometime. So if you know another
are we out of time?
Arises. Yeah, I know.
We could go another hour
to.
With you.
I know.
I would love to.
We'll have to have you back on.
Yeah, I think I tried to get as many people. I mean, Marianne, I hardly asked any questions at all, but I was trying to get all the girls on, and there was just such a huge demand to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, the chat room is like packed. It's full. I never saw it this many people in the chat
room. Oh, shoot. Well, you know what? Let's do this again.
They're all listening.
We can turn on the disco music and have the disco ball and be disco queens, and everybody do Aztec two-step. We can dance next time.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Well, as long as we got a chat room, we can get everybody dancing. Oh, I'm so sorry we didn't get to talk with everybody. Well, let's have another talk so we can get everybody gabbing.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again sometime. Yeah, the show, we're actually off. We're not live right now, but it's still recording. So anybody who listens to the show later on is still going to hear what we're saying right now, just to let you know. But
okay.
We'll have to do it again sometime. Yeah, and please keep us updated what you're up to. Yeah, if you're doing any public appearances or you have any news, or yeah, please let us know and we'll spread the news around for everybody.
Yeah, post on your Facebook because I follow you on Facebook. So
yeah, we both do.
Okay,
yeah.
I will definitely keep you posted and just let me know whatever night you it looks good and get everybody because I don't want anybody to feel slighted. And we'll do another chat. And thank you, girls. You've been so easy to talk to, and thank you for rigging this up so I could talk to some folks. It means so much to me.
Oh, and this one girl in the chat room, her name is Victoria. She wanted me to say hello to you, so I promised her I would. So Victoria says hi.
Oh.
But
I
know. I want to make sure she knows I said something to you. But we'll have to do it again. Maybe, you know, whatever is good for everybody. But it was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed you, and I truly hope that you and Charles are back on the show soon.
Yeah. Well, tell Chuck I said hello on Thursday.
Yes, we will. Yes.
So, well, we're going to call him Chuck the entire
Can we call him Chuck, too? Are we allowed to call him Chuck?
He's having a great big old whammy. I said, hey, Chuck, what's up? Well, now I'm going to get you in trouble.
Well, yeah, we're gonna blame it on you. So, well, Patsy said we can call you Chuck. So we're going to blame the entire
thing. That's right. You said, Patsy said. Oh, y'all so bad. Oh, God. Next time he sees me, Miss Tease. That's what he called. Miss Tease. Man, I'll love you. Oh, yes, he will.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can hear it now. I'm in hot water.
So he's pretty good natured then. He can take a good joke.
Yeah.
Well, he has to. He worked with me.
Yeah.
All right, you silly girls. You call me anytime. And and y'all have a wonderful evening.
Thanks,
Patsy. Thanks again. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Patsy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.